up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Going to work, don't wanna go, feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.
It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
WMFO Medford, 9:03 in the morning. It seems right, doesn't it, Tim and Tony, that we'd come in with all the animal noises underneath us?
The beat.
I mean, you know, let's be real.
All right, that recording, he wanted every animal, like it starts off with a cat, then a dog. He wanted every animal to be capable of consuming the animal before it. That's a true story.
The food
chain.
Was that a Lennon thing?
John Lennon wanted animal sounds. He wanted every animal that he heard, the next animal had to be capable of eating the animal that was on before it.
Oh, I never knew that. That's awesome.
I love it.
And you're sitting down for breakfast, and here we are telling you about cannibalism, animalism. I don't know.
I think maybe it's animal cannibalism. All right, so Mike on the mic here until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in. And you can hear there's two voices here in the studio. First of all, Ms. Toni Livingston, welcome.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful place here. I've never seen so many albums in all my life.
I know, it's pretty
awesome. Thousands.
Okay, so tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a grandmother.
Yeah.
A beautiful grandmother.
Me too. No.
You're not a mother, right? Have you been? Okay.
I've been called a mother before.
Well, so have I. No, I got three kids. They're all grown now.
Yeah.
And I met Tim. We went to school together, and we grew up together, and I found him on Facebook. And I'm like, can that be the Tim Clancy? He's got white hair. What the hell? He used to have nice red hair.
It's true. I'm looking at him. It's white hair.
He's getting old.
It's white there.
Buddy boy.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we just hooked up. And then I met Chris Johnson from Mark Skin Radio. Mm-hmm. And it just went from there. And I got to meet you a couple of weeks ago at his house. What a pleasure meeting you. And I just want to thank you for having me here today.
You're welcome. And you're here really because why we're here, because of the tunes.
The music,
yeah, so
baby.
What kind of tunes are you going to be bringing us today?
Well, I'd like to hear oldie. I'm really into oldies.
Good.
Because of my age,
This is freeform, man. We can do anything.
Oh, great. And I like to lay on counters, too, while I sing. Is that all right?
So, Tim, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Newman.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
Yeah, so you've been on these airways before with me, but you looked like the board because you called on the phone.
Yeah, I was a phone. I remember that. I got up really early.
Yeah.
And, I vaguely remember. Yeah. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned it in the Facebook post. You're a musician, multi-instrument musician.
Yeah, I play lots of stuff.
Yep. And you're a rock and roll DJ at Mark Skin Radio.
Yeah. That's what I do now. So I'm still playing music. You know, I don't have to pull my guitar out of the closet anymore. I can just leave it there. And I'm still playing music because, you know, there's lots of music out there.
Yeah. So your band is called Elof Nog.
Elof Nog. Yeah. That's the name of my band in high school. It never officially broke up. the drummer and I still occasionally get together and record stuff. Just off the cuff, always first take. We leave the mistakes right in there.
Well, yeah.
And, because, and, you know,
and
why
you,
not?
And you do a lot of production work with Mark Skin.
Yeah,
I do a lot of voiceovers and silly things.
And weird stuff.
Yeah, so the kind of music you're going to play today could be anything.
Could be. We got to look up on Spotify, see if Biffy Clyro is on.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, I got
Biffy
it.
Biffy Clyro is something I can't figure out. They're huge in England. They're absolutely like the second coming of the Beatles over there. Yet nobody's ever heard of them over here. But then again, this is the United States of America, and it's crazy land. It's crazy country.
Yeah. We're not going to go there, are we?
We're not going there. But I just had to get that out.
All right,
because
perfect.
Because I'm leading the way.
The crazy is led by Clancy. All right, 9:07 in the morning, everybody. So we're going to bring the free form to you this morning. If you'd like to participate, please do. You can find threads on Facebook by me, Tim, Tony. They're all tagged in there. So, you know, can we look at your Facebook? I guess you can. Can you do that? You can do that? Yeah, we'll look at your Facebook. We'll see if you've got any requests, whatever. But we do have old technology, a telephone. It's actually less older now because it's VoIP lines. Cool phone number, new 855-915-WMFO. It's really 855-915-9636. And there's a camera staring at me over there too. If you want to Skype me, I can't promise I'll put the camera on, but we could try and Skype too. Cool. Skype is WMFO-DJ if you want to do that. All right, so let's stop yakking and start playing some music.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, baby.
I have some new noise.
Let's do it.
All right, this is probably, I'm just guessing, one of our favorite bands, the Jayhawks.
The Jayhawks.
Yeah, they have a new record out called Paging Mr. Proust. And this is a really cool track here called Lost the Summer.
Cool.
Rather apropos, right?
Rock it out, baby.
All right, the Jayhawks here at WMFO.
Yeah. Smoking up the bone.
Have I done anything at 23? You walked out on me. Oh my God, where have you gone anyway? On the ocean, I think we're taking on water. We'll be right back.
I'll never
Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, brava!
I see the Chinese lantern sway in the evening of frontier city at night. I see the cowhand. Catching the light. Ain't that something? The world.
Good morning, everybody. It is WMFO right here in Medford. Hello, everybody. Mike on the mic, 9:26 in the morning. And happy to be here with you guys, Tim Clancy and Tony Livingston. Hello.
Hello. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're playing some freeform for you. Let me tell you what we just played, and then we're going to start the next set with a Tim Clancy pick. Let's just say that.
Okay.
All right. Started off with something new from the Jayhawks. Paging Mr. Proust is their latest. That's called Lost the Summer. Rather apropos, I think. Guster for Susan Button Lyons. Yeah, I'm glad you wanted to hear that. But I know. I can read your mind. That was On the Ocean. Biffy Clyro, a Tim request from the new Ellipsis CD. That's Howl. I love that CD. Why'd you pick that?
That's like my favorite song on it so far. But I keep finding new things
because I like it.
It takes me a while to like listen to a whole CD these days. I take my time. I'll play a few songs, and that one stuck out. That's
what it is.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. Biffy Clyro, everybody, great band. Really, you were saying really, really hot in
across the pond over here, and not many people have heard of them. But I think this album could change that.
Hope so. We'll keep playing them. The great Butch Walker has a new CD that I played next. The CD Stay Gold, and that was a title track. And from a couple years ago, that was Trash Can Sinatra's from the 76 and single CD. That was Ain't That Something. Nice pop track there.
Liked it.
Yeah. Liked it.
Liked it.
All right, so Tim, you want to play something by They Might Be Giants.
They Might Be Giants from Lincoln, Massachusetts. Yeah, it's just, I found the local music section over here, and I'm like, oh boy. So I got a lot of local, I love playing local bands, because Boston is such a fertile music place. It always has been. I mean, look what we got come out of here, you know? I mean, come on. I won't say Aerosmith, because they're from New Hampshire. But, you know, lots of cool bands, and They Might Be Giants is one. And I've played this on my own radio show on Mark Skin Radio a few times.
MarkSkinRadio.com.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Freeform rock, just like this, just like WMFO. It's we have fun, and I like to play this one every now and then. This is They Might Be Giants. This song is called Whistling in the Dark.
All right, here we go. Fun. All right, it's WMFO, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Came up to me and said, I'd like to poison your mind with wrong ideas that appeal to you, though I am not unkind. She looked at me, I looked at something written across her scalp, and these are the words that it faintly said as I tried to call for help. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. To me and said, I'd like to change your mind by hitting it with the rock, he said, though I am not unkind. We laughed at his little joke, and then I happily walked away and hit my head on the wall of the jail where the two of us live today. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 Whistling, whistling, whistling in the dark. We'll be right back.
Think about it, can't stop thinking about it. How much longer in love. Accidentally in love.
Everybody, it is WMFO in Medford, 944 on a beautiful, beautiful, hot, sticky summer day.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, everybody?
The hotter, the better.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Tony said awesome, yeah.
Oh, I found something.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. All right, well, Tony's going to read a PSA for us in just a second.
Yeah.
But Tony Livingston is joining me today. Tim Clancy's joining me today.
Hello.
Hello. Let me tell you what the last set was comprised of. Started off with a Tim Clancy request. Local music from They Might Be Giants from the Flood album. That was vinyl. Whistling in the Dark was that one. Kind of a fun little ditty.
Yeah, there. Probably around 1991, 92 or so that come out.
Yeah, 1990 it says. Rhino Records.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
All right, I followed that up with the band Dirty Pretty Things. It's an EP called Bang Bang You're Dead. That was the title track. The Beach Boys from Surfin' Hits. That was Surfin' USA. The Jam after that from Extras, meaning it wasn't really songs that they released or are oft heard. And that's what we liked. That was called Stoned Out of My Mind.
And that then, reminds me.
What does
go
that
ahead.
Remind
no,
you?
No, no, go ahead.
Then finish that setup with The Counting Crows from Films About Ghosts, the best of. That was Accidentally in Love. Yes, Tony?
Oh, yes. Well, what I was going to read.
Oh, all right. You got a public
I'm
service
pretend
announcement.
It's off the top of my head, though.
All right. So you're not reading this?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I would never do that.
All right.
No.
Here's off the top of Tony's head, this PSA.
This is numbers to think about, okay? Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana. All right?
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Now, the number of Americans that actually die each year from accidental overdose of prescription drugs, every day, 54 people die. All right? I'm still around because I smoke marijuana sometimes.
Yeah.
Because the number of human beings that have actually died from an overdose of medical marijuana is zero.
Looks really good for you now, then.
Do I look?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it looks good on me, don't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And you're wearing the green, too.
Yeah. Grow, baby, grow.
There you go.
Tony, right. Tony, I can't believe you would talk about illicit drugs on the air.
Those, oh, wait a minute. Those it's aren't, medical those aren't, marijuana. Yeah, it's medical. It's not illicit.
It's no, licit. It's medical marijuana.
It means it's licit, right?
I got to find that doctor, though. Where is he, dude?
I don't know. Write down the information. Well,
I'm going to write it down
there?
Right
you
now.
You can read it if people want to hear.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. I'm not going to read it. It's off the top of
course,
my head.
Of course.
It's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Yes, Tough Educational Radio.
Yeah, right yeah, here. Yeah. All right, everybody. Right about 9:47 in the morning here. We three are here till 11 a.m. until
we three kids.
Something okay. About the women comes in. I don't know if it's Jane or if it's Sue or who it is. I don't know. Maybe they could tell me. But anyway, something about the women, if you don't know, from 11 to 1, a great take any Saturday morning. Any genre, all women artists. And I will tell you that our friend Destiny Curtis is going to join that crew in the fall.
Nice.
She's going to be doing that. So.
Wow. Good for her.
I know. I'm very excited. I know. She came here and said, oh, yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's a sweetie.
Yep. Okay, so... got some new noise. It's a request this time from Tim Clancy. There's a new record from good old Jeff Beck.
Yes. It's a lot more rockier than... Yeah, he's kind of jazzy. He does everything. Jeff goes everywhere.
He does. And this one...
He's, for my money, I think he's the greatest living guitar player in the world.
Behind you?
No. I kind of prop him up. I taught him everything he knows. Yes,
that's
he took it to new heights.
That's what I meant. All right, this is brand new from Jeff Beck. This is called Live in the Dark, everybody, at WMFO in Medford. Wait, I started playing the wrong one again, because I always play with that one first. So let's pretend that didn't happen. This is Jeff Beck, everybody, at WMFO.
I'm not afraid of the dark. If we gotta live in the dark, we will live in the dark. Won't see me dying in the light. I will live in the dark. I'm not afraid of the dark. If we gotta live in the dark, we will live in the dark. Won't see me dying in the light. We will live in the dark.
We'll be right back. listening to WMFO in Medford.